Hello, and welcome to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. I'm Justin Oxner here with Matt Anderson, and with baseball season coming up, we sat down with Stephanie Walker, Daktronics Services Manager, to talk about the upcoming season and what our customers can do to get ready for game day. So it might be hard to believe, up in South Dakota, we've got a lot of snow on the ground still, but baseball season is coming up. So we're sitting down with Stephanie Walker to talk about how Daktronics customers are preparing for the upcoming season. So Stephanie, why don't you tell us a little bit about your job here at Daktronics and what that entails for getting people ready for baseball season?
Sure. So I am a services manager here at Daktronics, focused on our live events and spectaculars group. So I work quite a bit with our baseball customers, minor league, major league, spring training, and especially with our account service managers. They're really the forefront of helping our customers get ready. And so a lot of the activity that we do is making sure that the displays are ready to perform, that the control systems are ready, and then stats, right? We love our stats in baseball, and so we want to make sure that everybody's got the latest and greatest and are ready. That is a yearly unlock that we do for our customers with baseball, and so we need to make sure that those stats are downloaded and ready for the customers.
So maybe let's start out, Stephanie, with talking about the displays, right? There's many different types of displays, even amongst a baseball stadium, whether it's a main video, ribbon, fence displays. And obviously, we don't want customers going out there the day or the night before their first game and starting it up, right? So are there any good, you know, tips or recommendations that you usually give customers on how to get ready for their first game?
Sure. So preparation is key. And for our Daktronics customers that purchase a system check from us, that does come as a part of number of our service agreements. We come out and do that for you. So we are actively working with our customers right now to schedule on-site time to do those system checks. And as a part of that, we go over and make sure that the display, everything looks uniform, that the spares are all good, that everything's performing as we would want. For our customers that don't have that level of service, first of all, we are happy to provide a system check. You can reach out to your account service manager and we can, that's a service that we could quote and provide. Or we do have online tools that also help our customers. There's a online maintenance checklist that our customers could go through at their convenience. And again, it covers core things like, getting it fired up early, how to do a visual check, what those components are. And then again, we do recommend that you do a spare parts inventory check, make sure that you've returned any modules, any components that need to be repaired so that you're fully stocked and ready to go for the upcoming season.
Now, do you have any, I would say, guidelines? It may vary by customer, but do you say, you know, at least start this checklist a week ahead of time, a month ahead of time? How much time do you typically suggest?
Yeah, I think if we can get in there a month ahead of time, the more time you have, the better, because it does allow for, if you didn't get spare parts returned from last season, there is time associated with that. Shipping takes time. And we want to allow time to repair and make sure that we're not crunch time. We want to have everyone comfortable and well prepared.
So when you're talking about being well prepared, are you talking about just the display itself, or does that go for the control systems too? Is this start early the same for those?
We recommend that you do it in uniform. And a lot of that is you want to test primary backup. And so having the display working its best along with the control system allows you to get that full picture of how your system's performing. And so from our system check perspective, we, of course, cover both of those items at the same time. And if a customer were doing that on their own to get prepared, we would recommend the same.
So I'm assuming as a customer, there's probably no worse feeling than you're getting ready for a game that's the next day and you go out and turn your system on for the first time in 2-3 months and something's not working correctly and you need service and the game's starting tomorrow. That would just have a sinking feeling in your stomach where, I need to get this started earlier. That's what we're trying to say here, so that you don't run into that issue.
Exactly. There's enough going on. We want this to not be something that you have to think about, right? We want to be able to have you focus on your revenue generating items, your production, your show, all those types of things. If we fire up the display and the control early, get those things taken care of, then this isn't a stressor that we have to worry about.
Because I'm sure even with some customers, whether it's, you know, minor league or some colleges, they have stadiums that actually are just dedicated to baseball. So maybe there are instances where they really haven't been in that control room or that stadium since the end of last year. So it's one of those, not really getting the dust off everything, but it's getting them familiar with it too. And this is just another part of that.
Absolutely.
So do most customers go through a pre-show run, so like a dry run, test run, to make sure everything's working ahead of time? Is that something we'd suggest they do?
Yeah, absolutely. Sometimes we can't get the stats until the day of the game. So okay. Certainly on a game day, we want to be preparing in that way. As you're preparing weeks in advance, know that some of those things aren't exactly going to be available. But as far as, you know, having your content queued up, knowing your show control button, again, testing primary and backup, if you have a primary and backup system, all those things are good so that you're ready for that game day.
Yeah, so basically the more boxes you can check off, the better. I didn't even think about how you're going to do stats when there really aren't any stats coming in, especially if there's out-of-town scores and things like that.
Yeah, some of that's reliant on what's going on around, right? Out-of-town mm-hmm. scores won't be present until there are out-of-town scores.
So there's a lot of different things that we offer for baseball at different levels. We have, I know, different software packages that are targeted towards minor league baseball and major league baseball. Can you tell me a little bit about what those are and what do the customers receive with these types of packages?
Sure. So as you mentioned, we have a minor league baseball package and major league baseball package. Major league has three levels. So we have a basic, a power, and a super system level. Wow. And so basic, just like it sounds, gets you started with those core baseball stats, DAC stats, out-of-town scores. Power user adds on stat vision and then scorecard and spray charts, some of those advanced features.
Okay.
And then the super system adds on the StatCast player metrics is the big thing there, along with some items with regards to user training and MLB user seminar that we do at Daktronics.
Okay.
So those are your core items. And then there's some other features that we offer as well. If there's some integrations that you have at your system, we recommend that you talk directly to your application engineer or your ASM about those items because sometimes those are site specific,
mm-hmm.
But we take care of those as well. And then minor league is very similar. There's a kind of a basic, which is general unlocks that we do. And then there's the there's an actual basic user, which is the DAC stats and the out of town scores. And then there's a power user for MILB as well.
So with baseball, is there anything that we do with certain rules that are played in the game that come through with our stats or with how we control the system? Are there any rule changes that might affect how our systems operate?
So, yeah, that can happen. As we prepare for baseball at Daktronics, we take a look at what those rule changes are. We take a look at what's needed in the software. And we do a lot of promotion via our blog, via email messaging about what's new for baseball. Also, when our account service managers are out there talking to our customers about these packages and what fits them best for each year, we do talk a lot about anything that's new, any of those rule changes. If those happen after we prepare and after that initial rollout, again, our blog, our email communication, we do our best to stay up to date with that and make sure that we're communicating to our customers.
Right. So I'm sure there's special things for baseball like Jackie Robinson Day and other different things they do. They probably in minor league baseball do different themed nights and they change things up based on that. And our control systems can handle all that. And I'm sure there's communications on how to do that type of thing, or we could help customers if they needed to.
Absolutely. Yeah. There'll be Jackie Robinson Day is a good example of that. We do a whole blog post and some specials on that to make sure that things are set up and configured. And yeah, you hit on a great piece with the content. And our minor league teams are doing some awesome things out there.
Yeah.
And so when they want to do something new or just to support what they are doing, our content team with our creative services group, again, account service managers are all there to help make those visions a reality.
I was going to say the different theme nights is definitely one. I think it was maybe 3 years ago I was at a Colorado Rockies game and they had Star Wars theme night.
Nice.
And it was, you know, everything had changed. The graphics, the icons, they made it look like the Rebel Alliance versus the Empire.
Yep.
They replaced everyone's bats with lightsabers for all the highlight reels. So it was kind of fun to, I've never been to a fully themed night like that before, but I can tell there's a lot of work that goes into that. They had to redo all the stat layouts and everything else, but it looked pretty cool.
Yeah, I was at a Minnesota Twins game last year, and they were promoting their Fortnite theme night that was
nice.
Coming up. Evidently, Fortnite's a big thing out there, but they're going to do that as a baseball theme night, too.
Wow.
So maybe going back to the rule change, right, just to stress the importance of that too, is that a lot of these rule changes do happen between the end of last season, right, and the beginning of this season. So it just kind of adds on to that part we're already saying, where maybe they weren't in their control room in the last 5 months. And but now, not only when they come in, do they have to make sure everything's working the way it was when they left, they have to make sure that any updates to rules or whatever else happens. So not really a question, Stephanie, but more just kind of like an emphasis, as there's a lot of things that go on in the off season. So the more time you have to be prepared before that first pitch, the better.
So speaking of those rule changes, if I'm a customer and I want to incorporate something different for my system, and I need a little bit of help doing that, is there a way I can reach out to Daktronics, or what's the best way to reach out for a little bit of help?
Yeah, we have a lot of different avenues because we want to be available for our customers. My support is a great tool for some of those general questions, right? I'm getting ready and I want to talk about my control system, or I found these couple things and I want to get connected with a technician to call me back and review these things. Use your MySupport account, enter a new case, fill out exactly what you'd like, and we'll connect a technician to give you a call back on that. Other ways to prepare: I mentioned that our customers with system checks, our account managers, and our service coordinators are working directly with those customers to get those scheduled. So if you have any questions regarding that, feel free to reach out to those resources. Our 1-866-343-6018 is available 24/7, 365, and that is the best way to contact us to, again, work with those coordinators, get those things set up. The other thing I would mention is that we are also working with our customers to get their stat packages updated. That is a yearly thing that we do. This year, we are offering two different sessions for those stat package updates. So once they confirm with their account service manager which package they're going to be receiving, there is a convenient sign-up link that you can choose what time slot works the best for you. And we wanted to get that in everybody's hands early, so there's a time slot to update everything excluding out-of-town scores, and that is live until about the 20th of March. And then our out-of-town scores, because that is a revamped program for us this year, will be available starting on the 20th of March. And so there's a second session to sign up for those. And both of those sessions do incorporate some testing and some confirmation as well with the resource that's helping us download those.
So if you're listening and you heard that phone number get rattled off really quickly and you didn't get a chance to jot it down, check the show notes. We'll have all the information in there, the contact info, the links to MySupport, and any other links that we've talked about in this episode.
Yeah, so I'm thinking this is good for everyone to be able to reference whatever level of service they have, right? Like you're mentioning, sometimes we go out to site and we're doing this. Some people don't have that package, so it's a way for them to kind of self-serve. But then as much as we're even saying today, right, to tell people to make sure and check everything before that first game, we probably know that doesn't always happen, right? There are probably people that do come in, don't test it all out ahead of time, and they may run into issues that first game. So I imagine some of the similar points you're talking about right now probably apply to something like that, because some people may be coming out or reaching out to us after that first game when they had all those problems.
Yeah, again, our best services, we have MySupport, which is our online tool that's not reliant on a phone number, right? Your time, you can fill out a case and let us know what you need. If you do need something critical, we do recommend a call. If you're looking for some quick on-site service or something like that, we do recommend that we use that 1-866 number. And Daktronics is here to help. So we will be making sure through our service coordination team, our technical support team, that we can provide any technical support, any remote support, and any part support to make sure that the remaining events go flawlessly.
All right, so we spent a lot of time talking about how to make sure your system's up and running, fixing any issues that do come up. But maybe sometimes operators are wondering, what are other teams doing? Whether it's other minor league teams, college baseball teams, or major league teams, you know, how are they handling stats? What kind of promotions are they doing? And how are they using their control system? If I'm someone like that and I want to learn what everyone else is doing, is there a way that your group or Daktronics can help with that?
Yeah, so a couple key features to utilize: our baseball landing page on Daktronics.com is baseball specific, and again pulls in those recent things that we're doing. So new resources, new ideas. Additionally, again, Daktronics.com, our Facebook feed often features new installations, new promotions that we've done. And then the other thing I'd recommend is creative services account manager. So they're going to be tied into new interactive games, new content, those types of features that are coming online. And then maybe lastly, what I would highlight is we've hit a lot on the blog and on our emails, but we're also focused on highlighting all the new things that we have coming out with our control system. And so often when we want to do different things, that does take different software updates, those types of things, all that would be highlighted in those resources. And we're working really hard to get that in front of our customers. And we're releasing new things all the time to advance that control system experience.
Yeah, that's kind of important to note, right? We're talking about there's a lot of updates to just baseball during the off season, but there's also updates we're doing to our systems in the off season as well. So software updates, everything else like that. So it's really important to make sure that A, not everything's working, that everything is working, but that also it's up to date and you have the latest features of what's coming out.
Optimizing our systems. Yep.
And it sounds like it's never too late to reach out to try to implement something new. Our creative services team is always there to help out and ready to create some new content or interactive games. If you're looking for something new, say you started planning already, it's not too late if you want to try something new that you find out about or hear about from your account service manager.
Absolutely. Use our team at Daktronics. We're here to help make sure that you know what's available and that we help get it implemented.
So we talked a lot about baseball season. Are you looking forward to getting to any games this year?
I am. I really am hoping. I have not made it to a Twins game in a while, and I'm hoping to get that done this summer. I grew up, my dad is an avid Twins fan, and grew up listening to Twins games in the radio, a drive-in and in the tractor, all that stuff, because I grew up on a farm. So I'm hoping to get to a Twins game. I had high hopes to get to a Rockies game, and I'm hoping that would still pan out, but I don't know if my Denver trip's gonna work out this summer, but would like to do that.
Yeah, it's always nice to get outside and enjoy some baseball, especially in the Rockies. That would be an awesome game to go to.
Yeah, you mentioned with the weather, what it's like here in South Dakota. I'll take a baseball game anywhere right now, as long as it's sunny out and at least above 30 degrees. That'd be awesome for me.
Absolutely.
Right now, I'd be happy if it was above 15 degrees. Anyway, enough about the weather, but thanks for joining us, Stephanie, to talk about what we've got going for baseball season and how our customers can prepare.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to the Daktronics Experience Podcast. For more information, visit www.daktronics.com.